Your home for the 80s, 90s, and more. WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1 Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire. Streaming live on the free Civic Media app.
CFW.
This ain't no disco.
CFW.
CFW.
All aboard!
I.
Oh, yeah, we lost them just last week. Ozzy Osbourne and Crazy Train on 105.7 CFW. I'm Kurt Vollman. Here's Billy Joel.
CFW.
Just a young gun with a quick fuse. I was uptight, wanna let loose. I was dreaming of bigger things and wanna leave my old life behind. Not a yes sir, not a follower. Fit the box, fit the mold, have a seat in the foyer. Take a number. I was lightning before the thunder.
Thunder.
Classes while I was scheming for the masses. Who do you think you are? Dreaming about being a big star. They say you're basic, they say you're easy. You're always riding in the backseat. Now I'm smiling from the stage while you were clapping in the nosebleeds. Thunder, lightning and the thunder.
the thunder. Lightning and the thunder. Thunder, thunder. Feel the thunder. Lightning and the thunder. Thunder, thunder. Feel the thunder. Lightning and the thunder.
The 80s, 90s, and more, 105.7 CFW. Listen to Laura McKenna weekdays from 10 till 1 and Mondays from 11 till noon. She'll have your movie news and movie reviews on her Movie Monday. Laura McKenna on 105.7 CFW.
Time on my head.
I don't know what to do with my time on my head.
Listen to 105.7 CFW anytime on demand with your smart devices and our free Civic Media app. Whether you're floating down the Chippewa River or firing up the grill in the backyard, make CFW your official summer music playlist. 80s, 90s, and more anytime with the free Civic Media app and 105.7 CFW. Listen to 105.7 CFW anytime, anywhere. Tell your smart speaker to play WCFW.
The 80s, 90s, and more, 105.7 CFW. Well, the internet posed this question. What do you say when someone knocks on the bathroom door? My favorite answer that someone posted? Come back with a warrant.
Just as I thought it was going all right, I found out I'm wrong when I thought it was right. It's always the same, it's just a shame, that's all. I could say day, and you'd say night. Tell me it's black when I know that it's white. Always the same, it's just a shame, and that's all. I could leave, but I won't go, though my heart might tell me so. I can't feel a thing from my head down to my toes. But why does it always seem to be me looking at you with you looking at me? It's always the same, it's just a shame, that's all. Turning me on.
Mornings with Mike McKay and the best of the 80s, 90s, and more.
CFW.
You were right for me, but felt so lonely in your company. that was loving to make us still remember.
The 80s, 90s, and more, 105.7 CFW. Did you mark your calendar for Saturday, September 6th? It's the first ever barbecue fest at the Northern Wisconsin State Fairgrounds. It's free to attend. Live music, a cornhole tournament, lots of barbecue, and our own Mike McKay judging the food.
Thank you.
Get to know us.
I wouldn't miss it for the world.
Learn more about Mike, Laura, Aaron, and Jay at WCFW.FM. Plus, listen to the daily news roundup for Eau Claire. Sign up for our free newsletter and more online at WCFW.FM.
Big deals.
105.7 CFW Big Deals is all your local favorites this summer. Chickadees, C&J's Scoop Shop, Carl's Barbecue. Don't see your go-to spot? Email info at WCFW.FM and tell us who you want on our menu. Plus, take advantage of big savings on our gift certificates all summer long. Go to WCFW.FM, click the Big Deals banner, and feast on delicious savings with 105.7 CFW Big Deals.
Mark your calendar for Saturday, September 6th. It's the first ever Barbecue Fest coming to the Northern Wisconsin State Fairgrounds. A full day of fun for the whole family. Music, games, and barbecue. Lots and lots of barbecue. There's a barbecue competition, cornhole tourney, barn dance, and more. Join 105.7 CFW for the first ever Barbecue Fest. Saturday, September 6th, Northern Wisconsin State Fairgrounds. More info at NWSFA.com.
Hi, welcome to IKEA.
This is my college campus.
Correct, but I see you're on IKEA.com ordering some college items.
My daughter's room is pretty bare. We need a lamp, some comfy pillows, her favorite stuffy.
Dad!
With pickup options, we've got what you need to conveniently order IKEA. Literally anywhere.
Sweet, more time for gaming.
And studying. Wait, where are you going now?
Have to show the ultimate frisbee team how easy it is to order from IKEA.
Get IKEA whenever, wherever, however you want. Choose from thousands of pickup locations, affordable delivery options, and more.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Baby bald eagles near the Great Lakes are testing positive for PFAS and other toxic chemicals. Researchers found that eagles living near the Great Lakes had six times more toxic chemicals in their bloodstreams than inland populations. Other chemicals found in the baby eagles' bloodstreams were DDT and PCBs, which were banned decades ago. A small Wisconsin school district just got some big clean energy bragging rights. The Elva Strum School District in Trempealeau County unveiled 184 ground mount solar panels that will deliver about 20% of the district's energy needs and will be a living classroom for students to learn about solar energy and energy data. The installation cost $150,000 and will pay for itself through energy bill savings in about 8 years. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers is again warning about the dangers of federal cuts to programs that support the forestry industry. In a second letter to Brooke Rollins, Secretary of the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Governor Evers again urged the agency to prevent funding and staffing cuts that could impair programs like ones meant to help prevent wildfires. Other state officials have also raised concerns about the federal cuts affecting the level of coordination between states when dealing with halting the spread of an invasive species like the emerald ash borer. Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection have announced the recipients of 2025 Meat Processor Infrastructure Grant Awards. A total of $250,000 in funding was distributed to nine companies across the state, including Almena Meat Company in Barron County, Good News Farms in Pepin County, and Hickerson Meats and Processing in Burnett County. Each recipient was required to match the amount of the grant funding received, with a maximum of $50,000 available per project. A Chippewa Falls man was sentenced to 10 years in prison this week after pleading guilty to possessing over 500 grams of methamphetamine, which was intended for distribution. According to a press release from the Wisconsin Department of Justice, 39-year-old Jason Barnard was arrested after selling methamphetamine and fentanyl to a confidential informant on two occasions in October. Law enforcement authorities say they recovered 2 kilograms of methamphetamine, 85 grams of fentanyl, and nearly $3,700 in cash during a traffic stop. A Barron County judge has denied a request for a temporary injunction that would have paused an infrastructure improvement project in Rice Lake. The request was filed by M. Jolma, an Ashland-based contractor that claims it was passed over for the project on Ann and Lee Streets despite submitting the lowest bid. Judge Maureen Boyle ruled against granting the injunction, but the lawsuit will go forward. The City of Rice Lake and Rice Lake Utilities Commission have filed a motion to dismiss the lawsuit, which will go before the court on August 22nd. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Chippewa Valley weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy for tonight, some areas of smoke and lows in the mid-50s. For tomorrow, filtered sunshine again from the smoky areas and highs in the mid-70s. Nice Saturday and Sunday. Weekend, 75 to 80 with sun. Right now it's 73.
CFW.
CFW.
Baby, hold on.
80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW. I'm Kurt Vollman in for Jay Roberts. I will talk to you again tomorrow afternoon for Jay, but stick around for Tony Lorino and Throwback Nation Radio. He's got your greatest hits of the 80s and 90s, plus your chance to win. If you want more information about his contests, go to throwbacknationradio.com.
They put a parking lot on a piece of land where the supermarket used to stand. Before that, they put up a bowling alley on the site that used to be the local pally. That's where the big band used to come and play. My sister went there on a Saturday. Come dancing, all her boyfriends used to come and call. Why not come dancing? It's only natural. Another Saturday, another date. She would be ready, but she'd always make him wait. In the hallway, in anticipation. He didn't know the night would end up in frustration. He'd end up blowing all his wages for the week, or for a cuddle and a peck on the cheek. Come dancing, that's how they did it when I was just a kid. And when they said come dancing, my sister always did. My sister should have come in at midnight, and my mom would always sit up and wait. It always ended up in a big row when my sister used to get home late. Out of my window I could see them in the moonlight, two silhouettes saying goodnight by the garden gate. The day they knocked down the party, my sister stood and cried. The day they knocked down the party, part of my childhood died, just died. Where the party used to stand. My sister's married and she lives on an estate. Her daughters go out, now it's her turn to wait. She knows they get away with things she never could, but if I asked her, I wonder if she would.